Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Radio you can touch.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Let me just turn around here. The Willard Garvey Crime Prevention Citizen Activist Award.
I like.
Jeff Lutz.
What crime are you preventing? Are you out there
nabbing bank robbers?
In real life, such ridiculous nonsense.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for...
Welcome back, hour number two of Bob and Jeff. Man, I'm perked up because the bed for that little intro was Smuggler's Blues by...
Blues Brothers.
Not Blues Brothers, not Blues Traveler, Glenn Lewis Fry.
GLF, baby.
What's... Oh, Max, by the way, it is. It is, Max.
Time to play the game.
Time to play the game.
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Well, I've never created a game for the show, but I've created one.
What's the name of the game?
College Countdown.
College Countdown.
Yep.
I'm going to be terrible at this.
Yeah, I know. It's in honor of you taking your daughter to K-State this week.
I did. Yesterday.
You're wearing a shirt about it. And
you can't let that go.
I can't let that go. I have so much anger toward you, as much as you do coming back to me at Shorzy.
And Blues Traveler, and so many things.
And so many.
And you don't know the lead singer of Journey, and it's just
Matthew Perry.
What?
Glenn Perry? What was it?
Steve
Perry. I was close enough. Mr. Perry. So in honor of you taking her to college and everyone starting school back up, I've got a list of celebrities. And we're going to have you guess where they went to college. Now.
Why is that a countdown?
I don't know. It's just, I like alliteration.
Okay.
So, obviously, you're going to have no idea on some of these. So, I actually have multiple choice for you.
Okay.
If you do know ahead of time, I'll give you a chance to, you can guess. If you guess wrong, you lose the point.
I don't get it. So, if I don't know, I shouldn't guess.
Correct. Because you get 3 points.
Well,
you get 3 points if you get it right without me giving you answers. You get 1 point if you get it right when I give you the answers. And you got
to
get
what
to,
I'm gonna do.
You got to get to 15 to win.
You know what I'm going to do as a defiant act, right?
What?
Guess on all of them.
Well, then you'll lose.
First time.
You're going to lose. I don't care. You can guess on. I don't care. There's one thing to keep in mind, though. Several of these people did not attend college. That will never be an option. I'm not going to say high school every time, but there are some here that did not attend college.
Then what am I guessing?
Well, I'm going to give you the guess. You have to guess if they went to high school or not. It's high school is the fourth guess. You have 3 choices, and high school is always your guess, your multiple choice.
Why?
Because that's the way the game is played.
Why don't I just get the colleges? Why couldn't you just pick people at the colleges?
Because some people didn't go to college.
But right, so why couldn't you just pick people who went to college?
I don't know. I ran out of time.
Go.
Do you want me to skip the people that were in high school?
No,
I can skip
I'll
them.
I'll do it. You can do whatever you want. Just do it.
We're going to start on an easy one, get you warmed up. Eric Stone Street.
Kansas State.
Wow, you got it right. That was the easy
Greg
one.
Greg Williams, calm down out there.
That was the easy
if
one
if you're listening.
For you.
I don't need that.
I did say K-State because...
I don't need that monstrous laugh in my studio.
K-State because we, you know, mentioned K-State.
I don't care. He's laughing because he doesn't know what songs are programmed on KYN.
He had a degree in sociology.
Yes, he did.
Don Henley.
He went to the University of North Texas.
Wow. I was wondering if you'd get that
he
one.
He also went to Stephen F. Austin briefly.
Wow. That's
6 points.
That is 6 points. I can't count. He did. I should give you an extra point for knowing that, but I'm not. Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer went to Southeast Missouri State.
I was a little concerned that you would know some of these. I'm going to skip Stephen Vogt because you definitely know that. Stephen Vogt.
Maybe I don't know that.
Oh, woo.
Give me some choices.
Vanguard University, Jessup University, or Azusa Pacific University.
He went to Azusa Pacific.
Golly, he's killing it. Let's make him a little harder for you. Hillary Duff.
Oh, man. Did not attend college.
She did attend college.
Okay.
Harvard, Princeton, or Yale?
She did not go to Yale. Did she go to Princeton? Yeah, she went to Princeton.
She went to Harvard.
Ah, I was going to guess that.
She did the extension program and was all pumped about it. And the Harvard real I put in quotes, Harvard people got mad about it because they're like, really, Hillary
Why did
Duff?
You pick Hillary Duff?
Because you mentioned her yesterday as one of the three people you'd want to have dinner with if you could have dinner with anyone.
She went to Harvard? That.
She took the Harvard extension program.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yesterday.
Speaking of people that you want to have dinner with, by the way, you never asked me back on who I'd want to have dinner with.
Yeah, well, I don't do that.
Denzel Washington.
I don't reciprocate.
Denzel Washington.
Questions. I come up with my own questions.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah,
do I have to be Bob and get mad at you for being on your phone?
If you want to. Bob's on his phone all the time during the show.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, give me choices.
He went to either Monroe College, Manhattan College, or Fordham University.
He went to Fordham.
He did go to Fordham.
Yes.
On a basketball scholarship. Well, I don't know if he had a scholarship, but he played basketball there. Okay. Todd Glass.
Todd Glass did not attend college.
That is another one that you wanted to have dinner with.
Yes.
Todd Glass did not attend college. That is correct. You're killing this game. Noah Lyles.
Noah Lyles. He's the sprinter.
He's the sprinter that's been in the news a lot recently.
He might not have gone to college, but let me hear some choices.
University of Florida, Florida State, or University of Central Florida?
Whew. That's tough. I think he went to Florida.
He was committed to go to Florida, but ended up going pro at 16, so he did not go to college.
He did not go to college.
He did not go to college.
I
we'll
said
keep
that, right?
It, we'll keep it in the know, in the nose, in the news. Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Choices.
Oh, sorry. We're doing her where she went to law school, because I went to law school. She went to either UC Law San Francisco, USF School of Law, or the Golden State University School of Law.
Second one.
USF School of Law?
Yeah.
Wrong. She went to UC Law San Francisco. This is not a question. This is not toward the points, but do you know where I went to law school?
Yeah, Syracuse.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Give me points.
I'm not giving you points. She did go to Howard University for undergrad. Donald Trump, keep it in the news. Max, really?
Is he in the news?
I mean, we're just, I'm doing the political candidates.
I don't want
Donald Trump. Where did he go to college?
Choices.
Did he go to college?
Yes, choices.
Brown, Dartmouth.
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 Or University of Pennsylvania.
He went to Penn.
He did go to Penn.
What, 10 minutes?
Studied economics.
I'm so fired, Max.
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson of The Office fame.
Yes.
He went to college.
He did go to college.
I'm going to guess, though. I have 15 points easily, I'm sure, by now, right?
You're at 14, I think. I did not think you would know Cedric the Entertainer, to be honest.
Of course I know Cedric the Entertainer. Craig Robinson went to UCLA.
Wow, no. He's a Missouri Valley guy.
Okay.
Either Missouri State, Illinois State, or Southern Illinois.
Oh, I think he probably went to Illinois State.
He did go to Illinois State.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That is correct.
He wouldn't be caught dead at Southern Illinois, let's be honest.
He was actually a teacher. He has a master's in education from St. Xavier University.
So I've won the game is what you're saying.
No, you want to stop playing?
No, I don't want to stop playing, okay. But I feel more...
You did win the game. You did win the game. I'm impressed.
I feel freedom for...
I was going to say 20, but 15. Let's see if you get to 20. That's the bonus game.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, I want to say, did not attend college.
He did attend college.
Okay. Where?
Either Nassau Community College, Kingsboro Community College, or Bronx Community College.
Kingsboro.
Nassau Community College.
I knew you made up Bronx Community College.
It was a real place. These are all real schools.
But you made it up, though.
Eva Longoria.
Why her? Texas.
Your guess is Texas University, University of Texas?
Yes.
No. She either went to Texas A&M, Texas Tech, or Baylor.
I was pretty close.
You were good with Texas, though.
She went to Texas Tech.
She went to A&M.
Gosh darn it, yeah. I didn't think she would go to A&M.
I know.
She does not seem like an A&M type of girl to me.
I know.
She seems like
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, give me choices, but I don't think he went to college.
Florida Atlantic University, Florida A&M, or University of South Florida?
He's from Tampa, so I'll say South Florida.
He did go to South Florida, although he dropped out to pursue a music career.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
He says that Pearl Jam wanted him, or was it Metallica? One of those two bands wanted him as their bassist.
George Lucas.
He went to college.
He did go to college.
Choices.
Cal Berkeley,
yes.
UCLA, or University of Southern California?
Ooh, he probably... I'm going to knock out UCLA. Have you ever watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I've seen it.
And
you're doing a little 50-50.
And they don't know the answer,
yeah.
But they'll just knock out one of the answers.
I know it's
because it doesn't sound right.
Right.
And UCLA doesn't sound right.
Okay.
And I don't remember the first choice, so I'll say USC.
The first choice was Cal Berkeley.
Cal Berkeley.
You're going to go with Cal Berkeley?
No, I'm going to go with USC.
Good choice. It was USC. Look at you. I'm not going to... Well, I'll take score still. Howard Stern.
Howard Stern went to college.
He did go to college.
He went to college somewhere in New York, I'm sure. So let's hear some...
Your options are Colgate, College of the Holy Cross, or Boston University.
He went to Boston U.
He did go to Boston U.
Yep.
Look at you.
I'm pretty good at this game. Did I get 20
yet? You
said yet?
New York, but he went to Boston
U. Close enough.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore went to college.
Okay.
Choices.
Los Angeles City College, West Coast University, or Los Angeles Valley College?
Los Angeles City College.
Drew Barrymore did not go to college.
Then why wasn't that a choice?
It's always a choice. I told you that.
But it's supposed to be a choice in multiple choice.
It's always a choice. It's always D. I said that. William Shatner. I've got three left.
Okay.
William Shatner.
Maryland.
Either McGill University, College St. Michael, or Ascent College, all in
Canada.
Montreal.
What are the choices?
McGill University, College St. Michael, or Ascent College.
Well, I think College St. Michael because I don't think you're smart enough to make that one up.
He studied economics at McGill University.
McGill University.
I am smart enough to make that up. Jim Carrey, also a Canadian.
He's also a Canadian. So let's hear some choices.
University of Toronto, University of Waterloo, or Western University?
He went to the University of Toronto.
He was a high school dropout. And finally, to get you to... possibly 20 points if you get this right.
I'm at 19.
You're at 18.
Oh, so I got to get it on the first guess.
You got to get on the first guess is Max Power.
Max Power did not attend college.
Max Power did attend college.
he went to...
I'm going to give you... You get guess for three. I'm going to give you a hint for two, and then I'll give you your options at one.
Let me guess first, yeah. Just so I can win. Yeah.
Well, you win. You can still win at two.
Okay.
I'm going to get a guess for three first.
So I guess now?
Yeah. And then I'll give you a hint.
He went to Long Beach State.
He did not go to Long Beach State. He did go somewhere that somebody else on our list has gone. That's for 2 points.
He didn't go to, I don't think he went to USC. Where were the California schools? Did he go to, I don't know. I don't remember.
So, okay. Your options are either University of Penn, Harvard, or Boston U.
I guess he went to Boston U.
He did go to Boston U.
You didn't go to Boston University.
I most certainly did.
I want to see your degree.
19. Well, he didn't say he graduated. Did you graduate from Boston U?
I got a scholarship transfer from junior college to BU, got a radio job, said, why waste my parents' money on books anymore? But I went. I had enough to graduate. I just...
Then you graduated.
Yeah, well, I didn't attend or anything. I had a radio job.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Him and Howard Stern, both radio guys from Boston.
Radio gods, not radio gods. Radio gods from Boston University.
What did you think of the game? You had 19 points. You won the original.
I won the original, didn't win the bonus, so, you know, it's bittersweet.
Yeah, for sure.
We do what we can around here.
Yeah, I maybe didn't add it correctly, but it's fine. I got a little flustered keeping score.
I think I probably got 20.
You probably like 30.
At least.
I knew you'd probably know Don Henley.
Yes.
Obviously, Eric Stone Street. Shocked about Cedric the Entertainer. And I'm shocked you didn't get Stephen Vogt on your first guess.
Yeah, I should have because Azusa Pacific, my mom went to Azusa High School. And
well, I mean, there's such an, like, I was hoping he went to somewhere just like I'd heard of, you know, but it's like, I'm like, well, how do I mask that
one? Yeah, I just wasn't, I didn't remember. I obviously heard that and I remembered.
For those that don't know, that's the Guardians manager.
Guardians manager who was on Jim Rome today.
Wow.
I need to go back and listen to that.
I missed that part.
I'm gonna have to.
You're gonna have to. They don't play tonight, so you got something to do.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And I work tonight at the Windsurge game.
Do you?
It's brilliant.
I'm gonna come down and see you.
You can come up and see me.
Okay. It's dollar beer night or dollar hot dog.
Are you going tonight?
No, probably not.
All right. Stay with us. We'll come back and talk with the Cheney High School head football coach, Shelby Wehrman, coming off a state title. Looking maybe to repeat. I'm sure that's what they are looking to do, in fact. They probably want to win it again. So he's coming up next. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Bob, back tomorrow, by the way.
Wow.
I know people are clamoring.
Yeah. Okay.
But let's go back to the IHOP hotline and talk with Shelby Wehrman, the head football coach at Cheney, coming off state championship. Shelby, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well, thank you. It's getting a little antsy for football practice to start. It seems like we have to wait forever. But
yeah, it is. It is a long wait this year. Because of the late start, the late end. But I'll ask you to look back just for 1 second. When you reflect on last year, what are the images or the thoughts or the words that come to mind, especially the way you won those two games against Andale?
It was like a storybook dream season. Just the way that our kids were able to fight through the unbelievably adverse conditions and come out and not give up and keep fighting and really have such fond memories of those guys, the way that they kept playing for each other.
Now, don't hold it against me, but I played against Cheney many times when I was in high school, and we never beat you guys. So I won't tell you where I went. I went to Independent. That was another time, another day. I saw some articles that referred to last year's team as the team of destiny, and you guys kind of had this chip on your shoulders. You're coming back from a tough 2022 campaign. You guys kind of had this pact, hey, we're going to win it all in 2023. How do you guys, and how do you specifically, avoid the championship hangover and have the similar tenacity and expectations this year going into a new season?
You know, that's a good question, and I have been wondering that since the spring. How do you keep from getting complacent? Because that's probably a lot of the concern on my part, and I'm wondering what the guys are thinking. But there's been a lot of talk with the seniors this year about, you know, doing a repeat. And again, kind of like last year, though, I thought when they told me that, you know, got off the bus and coach, we're going to beat Andale twice and win a state championship, I just thought, well, yeah, that's talk. We'll see. So, but they backed it up and they worked hard for it. And we've had a good summer. And so guys have been in the weight room. They've been working hard. And I have every reason to be as optimistic this year as I was last year. Now, granted, a lot of things went our way last year, and who knows if it'll happen again that way. But just really proud of the way our kids have prepared so far this summer.
Talk with Cheney football coach Shelby Wehrman. Who do you open with, Shelby? Because I'll say one thing. When you're defending state champions, I don't think you have to keep your Max Preps page updated. That's one of the perks. But I would like to know who you're opening with.
Holcomb. Who we saw in the playoffs last year.
Okay. Yeah, that's not an easy opener.
No, not at all.
So, yeah.
They return.
Go ahead.
Quarterback, and they got a good team. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you talked about kind of this group and still having that optimism. What have you seen so far in this group? Because obviously it's not the same team. There's some turnover. There's some changes. What have you seen so far in this group as far as kind of maintaining that edge?
Well, the same work ethic by a lot of the guys that I saw last year, and just that look and that determination. And, we were just after school here, school just got out, and I just had a couple seniors ask me, hey, coach, can we have two-a-days next week? And I said, no, that's, Acacia policy, can't do that until the week two of practice. And they said, well, could you give us something to work on? Like if we just met in the morning on our own? That took me by surprise. Because I think that speaks volumes. They're thinking about ways that they can get better already. And so that's as encouraged as I've been since June.
I can understand now why you guys whooped us every year, because I dreaded two-a-days and any kind of practice of any kind. But we commonly found ourselves down big to Cheney and other teams in the league. You guys found yourselves down big a few times last year in dire points of the year, down 22 and 24. Both times you played Andale and down against Clay Center in the quarterfinals toward the end of the game.
Right.
You know, I want to know, just for my own sake, but also for all the listeners, I mean, what are you telling the kids at this point, and what are you going to tell them this year if you find yourselves down again?
I never focus on the score of a game. Focus is always, you know, let's play our best. If we're making mistakes, if we're down, it's about getting better and, you know, let's get going. And that's my outlook and perspective philosophy. So when the Andale game, that first one especially, you know, they return the opening kickoff for a touchdown. And, you know, so as soon as we get on kickoff return, why it's all about, let's get something going here. And then, well, we didn't get anything going there. And then they go and score again. And then we don't get anything going. They score again. And then I'm starting to think, boy, this is this going to get ugly, or what's going to happen? And at that point, I think, you know, we start to correct some things. Just one thing, you know, let's get a couple first downs. You know, look at the kids and you just keep encouraging them to get better. But overall, I think the kids themselves knew that they weren't playing as well as they could have, knew that they had it in them. And they, regardless, they just weren't willing to give up, period. And so I think that spoke more than anything that the coaches could have corrected, because it's about the kids and the way that they go out and perform. So I remember a college coach that I had. He said, it's a player's game. And, you know, coaches, we can have the best game plan, but players got to go execute it and do it. And coaches can have a terrible game plan, but the players go out there and they can make coaches look good. So, you know, it's the players are the ones that get out there and get it done. So a lot of credit to those guys for their attitude and their approach.
Shelby Wehrman, our guest from Cheney, he's their head football coach. So you have your quarterback coming back. You have one of your better linemen, offensive, defensive as well, coming back. Well, two different players there. But who are some of the guys you'll be depending on to replace what you've lost? And who are some of the guys that you've seen this summer that have been doing the right things?
Yeah, Josh Burdick is our quarterback that's returning, and he just impressed me. The summer, I mean, even back to last spring, the kid works tremendously hard in the weight room and just has a big drive. Doesn't want to ever make a single mistake. And so he's just working his tail off this summer. He texted me last night and said, is the weight room going to be open in the morning? And, you know, I was kind of letting the kids have a few days off. So I opened it up for him this morning. He's the only one that showed up. And I didn't announce it to anybody else, but that's his work ethic and style. So he's definitely a big leader on the team. AJ Quick, one of our linemen, he's a 3-year starter, going to be a 3-year starter this year. Garen Campbell, the same. And then Colton Roloff, they've all started on our offensive line since they're sophomores. So they're going to be big into that senior leadership. We lost a good core of athletes on our wide receivers, but we got guys, Jace Robertson, Carter Pointner, Cameron Eastman, Dietrich McDaniel, Parker McClellan. They're all going to be guys that have the capability of being the kind of athletes that we had on the field last year. Their numbers are there. Just we need to improve and play a little bit faster on the field. But Levi Self, he's been our fullback for the last 2 years, and he's just putting on a lot of muscle. So we got a lot of guys that are able to step up.
Now, I understand the importance of kind of that coach player friendship on and off the field. I know that it meant a lot when I was playing. I'm still friends with some of my coaches from high school. In fact, I even played a YMCA basketball league with one of my basketball coaches, and a Cheney guy for that matter. But I know that you kind of have this, you know, friendship with your guys on and off the field. Tell me how that's been impactful for the team and for yourself.
Well, I guess, I don't hang out with the guys after school hours at all, but I just, want the guys to know that I care. And one of the getting into education, one of the biggest things that resounded with me was the saying that, you know, kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think that's just life, really, and being caring about others. And so I, whether it's injury, academics, or performance on the field, I'm trying to help these kids reach their dreams and reach their fullest potential. So it's just something I enjoy having in class, joke around with. The other coaches on our staff do a great job of building relationships with the kids, and it feels like a fun family to be around, and that makes our time together so much more enjoyable than if it was just a job or, you know, feeling like it was a grind. So, you know, we're in it together, and we all know that it gets tough, but when you're side by side with your buddies, then it makes it a whole lot more meaningful.
Last moment here with Shelby Wehrman, the Cheney football coach. So you don't play Andale this year. What do you think of your schedule and kind of what's the league looking like?
Well, our schedule doesn't include Andale in the regular season. I'm sure if we make it that far, we'll see him in the playoffs.
Yeah, you'll meet again, no doubt.
Our schedule is a lot tougher than it was last year, starting with Holcomb. And then we go to Hoisington, I think the fourth or fifth week of the season. And they're, you know, they went to the state title game in 2A. Kingman, they've established that's week number two. And, you know, they've established themselves as one of the top three teams in the league. Garden Plain, they're probably going to have their best year in the last eight, at least seven. And so they're going to be a tough school to beat. We just really don't have, and Collegiate is in our district this year. So really don't have the light games that we had last year. And so it's going to be more important, I think, that we stay healthy. And our league is, we only play three schools in our league. And so that's, they don't have a whole lot to say about our league because I don't know much about the quality of the team since we don't see most of them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I'll congratulate you one last time on last year's state championship and undefeated season. And I know you're eager to get it back going again this summer and fall. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, as the season continues. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being on the show.
All right, thanks a lot. How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel like they're going to be pretty good this year. They're going to have a good
always
season.
Good.
Yeah, they are. It was annoying.
Anytime you get a challenger to a team that has established some level of supremacy, like Andale had over the previous 10 years, you like that, especially when it's a team that comes from the area and that can, you know, sometimes, not this year, but occasionally see them on their regular season schedule.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, it's going to be a tough schedule. A lot of those teams he mentioned are teams we played that were good back when I was in high school, and they're just always good, and it's really annoying. But it's good for them. I'm glad. And they will probably have success this year.
No doubt. Let's take a break. Come back. We will have one final segment.
Wow.
It's a wild card.
I have nothing
left
to talk
about. You got nothing?
I got some stuff.
Well, if you want to. I mean, I got a couple things, but if you want to bring up your things, we'll do your thing.
I'll think about it.
All right. Every time I see a song that might not be on one of my playlists, this would be on the Great American Rock Superset, of course.
How's your...
I got to make sure...
How's your musicals?
Oh, this is not on?
Musicals playlist going.
How is this not on my... Unbelievable.
You have failed as a playlist maker.
Beth is on it. Open Arms is on it. And I'm Coming Home would not be on it because he's not American.
But do you have a non-American?
Yeah, I got Rock Around the World.
Rock Around the World. So there's no Americans on that?
Well, Jackson Browne's on both.
Oh, wow.
He was born in Germany, but we think of him as an American.
Sure, of course.
So I put him on both. Is that fair?
I think that's the fair move.
Yeah, that's all you...
I'm okay with that.
And there's like Foreigner has both.
Well, it's in the name.
Mac has both.
Yeah, right.
America has both. So you got to kind of...
pick and choose.
Exactly.
How's the musical one coming along?
We've got 430 songs or something like that. I've taken a break from it.
Too much Hamilton.
There's no such thing as too much Hamilton. It's
too much Hamilton.
Great American Rock Superset now has 1,047 songs.
Wow.
It's a good playlist.
It's a good playlist.
I did add it up, the genre-specific playlist. So right. we now have show tunes, American rock, rock around the world, hip-hop, R&B, country, pop.
You've made that many playlists.
Yeah. I added up the time of them, 29 days of music.
You need a hobby. Well, I guess that is your hobby.
I have a lot of hobbies.
Like what? Besides that?
I drum.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How often?
I have drums in my house. I drum quite a bit.
I mean, give me like weekly averages.
3 or 4 times.
You drum 3 or 4 times a week?
Probably.
I didn't know you played the drums.
It's fun, yeah.
Should we start a band?
I'll play the drums.
Well, I wasn't hoping you'd play something else.
I'll sing too. I can sing and play the drums at the same time. Like
I love when drummers
sing.
Like
Don Henley.
I love when drummers sing.
Well, you don't see it very often, do
you? I saw it this last weekend at the Candle Club.
Who did it?
The drummer for the group, their name was Scandal. They're pretty good, actually.
Candle at Scandal?
Scandal at Candle. The drummer sang a song. He didn't sing many songs, but he did sing.
Yeah, but I'll sing a lot of
songs. I think he sang Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to do one of these nights. I'm going to play and sing that professionally.
Emily plays piano and sings, so we could get her involved.
You could do a little Desperado.
I mean, there's nothing for me at that point. I'll just manage.
We'll do a little Desperado.
I'll manage.
Waste of time.
I can play like 6 chords on the guitar.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You only need to know like 4.
Yeah, true. I don't know if I know the 4, but I know 6.
You don't know the 4?
The 4 that you need to know.
Canon and D?
I can play canon and D fully on the guitar. That's it, though.
That's like the chords that you need, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's every pop song, or so I'm told.
Okay, well, are we doing pop?
We can do whatever.
What's our band name going to be called?
Unknown Clothing or Unknown Pants.
I like Unknown Clothing. Did you just make that up?
No, I've been thinking about that because every time, like on the police scanner, when they're looking for somebody, they describe what they're wearing, and sometimes they say Unknown Clothing.
Because they don't know what they're wearing.
Or Unknown Pants.
I love Unknown Clothing. I think that's a great name
better
for a band.
Better than Unknown Pants?
Yeah, I like it better.
Okay, well then that's our band name.
I've been in a couple bands.
Not names as good as those.
No, well, The Weary Traveler. I still think that's a great name for an acoustic duo. And then there was the Sexy Deck of Cards. It was a band.
Not good.
And then there was Big City Dave and the Han Dynasty.
Is there a band called Unknown Clothing?
Let's look it up. What do you think about Big City Dave and the Han Dynasty?
I don't like them.
And the Han was spelled like my last name.
Unknown Clothing. No, it doesn't look like there is a band called Unknown Clothing.
There is now, baby.
There's unknownclothing.us, but it doesn't look like it is anything.
Maybe we could get them to sponsor us.
It's possible.
I think we're basically there. We've got piano, drums, 2 singers, and a manager, and somebody that can play 4 to 6 guitar chords.
Yeah, that's all we
somewhat
need.
Somewhat well.
We'll probably have to hire some people.
Well, I got a buddy who plays guitar pretty well, so we can get him involved. He's doing nothing.
There you go.
Yeah.
What were your things you wanted to talk about?
I was joking. I know.
I've got Shorzy.
Okay.
Will Howard was named the starting quarterback at Ohio State. Yeah. Former K-Stater.
Okay.
You think that'll go well?
I think so, yeah.
That is quite a leap. K-State's very good.
Right.
But Ohio State is Ohio State.
I mean, but he went there for a reason.
Yeah, that's a jump, though. Do you think
think they're ready for it.
Do you think he's going to be better at Ohio State than he was at K-State?
Well,
he's pretty good at K-State. But you got to be great to play quarterback at Ohio State.
Could you argue that he has better weapons?
Perhaps.
I mean, the weapons make a big difference for a lot of quarterbacks. Not all quarterbacks. Your Tom Brady's and Patrick Mahomes's of the world can do it with anybody, but
I'm not going to doubt Ryan Day, his ability to evaluate quarterback and know who he wants in his system.
That's what I'm saying. Ohio State has had a lot of success for many years. They know what they're doing.
How worried are you about the Chiefs wide receiver situation with Rashee Rice facing a suspension and Hollywood Brown now injured?
I'm more worried about the Hollywood Brown injury, especially after the J.J. McCarthy news.
He's out for the year.
He's out for the year. I mean, anything can happen.
What is Hollywood Brown's injury specifically?
It was some shoulder thing that I think Tyreek was out for 4 weeks or something.
So if he's out for 4 weeks...
4 weeks is no big, and if Rice is out for the same 4 weeks, I guess, that could be a rough 4 weeks.
Could be a rough 4 weeks.
But The AFC West is terrible.
But you still have Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
You still have Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Pacheco. The West is terrible. They're fine.
You're sleeping on the... Don't sleep on the Chargers.
I'm sleeping on the Chargers. I'm sound asleep. They are going to be what they are every year.
Oklahoma a disappointment. State.
Oklahoma State, yeah, that's
they
right.
They have no fans, but the team's good.
I'm sleeping on
not
them.
Not that good.
I'm soundly asleep.
They had the quarterback.
They've had him every year. They've only disappointed. They lost their best receiver. They're going with...
You know, I always said that Phillip Rivers loves to lose. It's his favorite thing to do. And I just assumed that was him, but really I think it's just the Chargers love to lose.
Yeah, you've never seen them do anything of note. They got to one Super Bowl with Stan Humphries, got their doors blown off.
And yeah, so
here we are.
I mean, I agree to an extent with Max that, yes, maybe the Chargers will be, but I'm not too concerned. I think the Chiefs will be fine.
Harbaugh's going to add to what they can do. I don't think Sean Payton can add to what Denver's going to do with Bo Nix or Zach Wilson or Jared Stidham at quarterback. It's not going to go well.
No, it's not.
All right, well, that's our show for the day. How do you feel it went?
I think it was one of our best ones yet.
When you tell your wife later, she'll ask, how'd it go? What will you say?
One of our best shows yet. I can't wait to do it again with Jeff next time.
That may never happen.
Fair.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Thanks to Shelby Wehrman and to Greg Rubel. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bob will be back. Until then, have a good evening. See ya.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.